Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, where we engage with industry leaders to decode market trends, explore evolving investment strategies, and take a closer look at the world of alternative investment funds. Joining us today is Shekhar Daga, the head of private capital at ICICI Prudential AMC. Shekhar has navigated the full spectrum of investment management, from corporate lending and structured finance to private equity, as well as distressed assets. Well, Shekhar, we're delighted to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in.
Thank you, Nigel. It's my pleasure to be here.
In your view, how resilient is India's growth story? That's amid all this global uncertainty that we're seeing. And are global investors aligning with this sort of a narrative that India is going to be the big resilient growth story from here on?
So the biggest answer to that would be last week, we had one of the largest private credit deal in India, which got syndicated about $3.2 billion. And it was lapped up by all the global investors. So that's a testimony like the global investors' confidence in Indian companies and Indian sponsors, because this is a single deal, one of the largest private credit deal which has happened in Indian history, if you look at it, of a single check actually. So which I believe like as an Indian companies and the business model are much robust. The corporate India, if you look at it in last 20, 25 years, is the most healthiest as we see right now. My belief is that post the IBC regulation which have come through, the borrower discipline in India have changed a lot. What it is resulting in, the global investors have much in stronger confidence in India that today, if a borrower defaults, their ability to enforce their rights is far stronger as compared to what it was 10, 20 years back, actually.
Absolutely. Well, that brings me to my next point then. You know, private capital, it thrives on long-term conviction, right? So what are some long-term macro trends that you believe investors should anchor their strategy around?
So I have a simple thesis, actually. In public equity market, you have something called stop loss.
Yeah.
So if you made a mistake, you can press a button and maybe with some marginal loss, you can exit. In a credit business, there's no stop loss. Yeah. You have to do all the heavy lifting much before you invest, because after that, there is no secondary market to exit very easily, actually. So a lot of work has to be done much before you invest, actually. So keeping that in mind, when you look at it, what are the guardrails in which you have to work? Like there are certain don'ts and do's which you have to follow, actually. And each portfolio manager would have his checklist within which he has to do a transaction. If you are a distressed fund, you have to deal with NPLs. But if you are a performing credit fund, you should have a simple checklist that I will not deal with a NPL company. So those are the checklists. Like think of in India, the most important thing is who is the sponsor. How has a sponsor behaved in a good time and a bad time? The most important thing in credit is that we have a history of a lot of companies which are 10, 20 years, and everybody has gone through a cycle. And how has the sponsor behaved with the stakeholders in a bad cycle, which is very critical to understand. Second is, what is the sustainability of business, actually? Is the business the vintage of operation? Has business seen ups and downs? So a lot of time, at least, we believe like the vintage of operation is very critical, because in credit, you need to see a cycle, like how has the guy behaved? And the most important thing in credit, you want to see like how is the interest being paid or not, like whether you are collecting the interest, what he's earning, because if you have given money for a manufacturing plant, he's making money, are you collecting regular interest? And the last bit, which is very critical, what kind of collateral you have, because on a rainy day, that's not the base case assumption, but on a rainy day, you will need that collateral to put your hand on to do the recovery. So my belief is, if you believe you like the equity of the company, then you should be more confident that the debt of that company should be safe, actually.
Well, let's talk. Focus on another aspect then. Why do you think AIF is the prudent structure, you know, for private credit fundraising?
Initially, all the private credit was on leverage balance sheets.
Okay.
What AIF has done is that it's a kind of a fixed, close-ended platform, actually. You take money from an investor for a defined period, and you draw the money as and when you do the transactions. It's a SEBI-regulated vehicle. You invest from that pool of money. As and when the money is returned, you return it back to the investor. So as a manager, I don't have a redemption pressure. You can't put a redemption tomorrow, because as I told you earlier, there is no like deep credit market in India where you can do a secondary out there. So effectively, you want like a peace of mind. Like if I have given money for a company to run his business, I can't expect him to pay 15 days later if I have a redemption.
Yeah.
So AIF gives that flexibility out there. Second is AIF as a platform, it gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of deal structuring, actually. If I want to make it an annual coupon, I want to make it a quarterly coupon, I can do that. Like if you borrow money from a bank, as per the regulation, you have to pay a monthly interest.
Yeah.
A lot of time, your cash flows are not aligned with that. So AIF can be flexible enough to create that kind of a cash flow flexibility for the borrower in line with his cash flows. Again, in terms of collateral, AIF has much more flexibility to take any kind of collateral. Mm. I can take collateral of stocks, listed shares, unlisted shares, real estate, much more flexibility as compared to any other platform.
Well, that was an incredibly insightful conversation. Thanks a lot, Shekhar, for coming on the show and for walking us through the nuances of private capital and also the evolving opportunities in this space itself. And to our listeners, well, we hope this gives you a deeper understanding of how complex investments are managed and where value can be created. Thanks for tuning in to Navigate with HSBC.